For the last year, we've been working on devising a national strategy for vocation. And it's against a background that's surprisingly upbeat, given the general perception of the state of the clergy and religious life in this country, which is that in the last few years, as you already know, because a number of you have written about it, the number of people applying to Catholic seminaries in this country has been steadily increasing. And in more recent years, just in the last couple of years, in fact, since the papal visit, the number of women approaching women's religious congregations has also been increasing. That's not quite coming through in the statistics yet, because obviously from the process of approaching an order and actually becoming a novice, there are a number of stages. But it is certainly more than anecdotal, this, the number of religious congregations of women who've been contacting us to say, could you help us, because it's been a while since we've had this sort of response. And so we're now happily supporting them in dealing with an increase. And that, so it's against that background that we're dealing with vocation. Against that background, we've wanted to take the culture of vocation in this country to a new level. We've discovered in recent years that there are certain good practices which work really well with a double effect. They are a kind of faith development for all the young people who get involved, and they're also leading to growing numbers of people discovering a vocation to the priesthood and the religious life. And the key to this has been to move vocations work from recruitment to discernment. And that simple description of the way vocations work has moved is the result of a great deal of work, but it's been very fruitful work. And so we now want to take what has been discovered in some local initiatives to a more national scale, to say to everybody in the church that you can create a culture of discernment around vocation using some of the good practice that there's been. So it's against that sort of a background, a confidence about the numbers entering seminaries and religious congregations, a confidence that there are certain strategies which really are about helping young people to develop, not merely about recruitment, but helping all young people to discern their vocation. It's against that background that we're launching announcing today the National Vocations Framework. Its aim is to help every young person in the country answer the simple papal question, what kind of person would you really like to be? That was the question that Pope Benedict posed to the young people gathered at Twickenham and the young people of the whole country who were part of the big assembly on that day in September 2010. And we're really wanting to say, look, every church needs to help young people answer that question. What kind of person would you really like to be? And it's really striking that the Holy Father asked that question in such a pastoral way. He didn't ask it in the high way of saying, what is our Lord's call to you? He asked it in a very pastoral way, what kind of person would you really like to be? Now, for some people, that will be an evangelizing question. And for others, it will be a more specific question about, are you called to some definite vocation? So it's really saying a continuation of that papal question and of the papal visit. It's also going to enable people to have some specific steps they can take as part of the year of faith, as Archbishop Peter said. So we're connecting it and saying, look, if your local community is looking for something to do for the year of faith, consider that you want to create discernment groups. Now, some will then say, well, we haven't got a lot of young people around, to which the obvious answer is go and find some more. And that's the whole point. That's why this is both evangelizing and vocational in one. It's a three-year project, and what we're proposing in the framework is that we concentrate on understanding vocation, communicating vocation, and discerning vocation, those three aims, to understand, to communicate, and to discern. And it's a three-year project to try to help every local community to be able to say any young Catholic person in this area has easy access to a discernment group and a discernment guide. Now that's very ambitious, and we may not get the whole way in 3 years, but we've set ourselves that as the desired outcome of these aims. The discernment groups come in different kinds. Some of you may have heard of a discernment group such as Samuel groups, which, for example, this year in London, the number of Samuel groups has moved from just one to four in the space of just 12 months. And that was due to, quite literally, popular demand. We found so many people around London asking to join a Samuel group that we've multiplied that group. It's also being developed in other cities around the country. And we want now to train people more systematically throughout the country to lead these Samuel groups. A Samuel group, if you want to ask more questions about that, I'm happy to do so. But basically, it's one Sunday afternoon a month when people gather together, men and women, to talk about their vocation and how they can discern it together. There are other kinds of discernment groups as well, and we reckon there are about four different basic kinds. And we want to encourage people to say, well, what's the kind that suits your local community best? In other words, this is not going to be driven from a master plan here in Eccleston Square. It's really an invitation from us to say, if you'd like to create these local activities, we will support you in doing that. And here is something practical you can do to promote evangelization and vocation discernment in the context of the Year of Faith to start with. As well as the discernment groups, we're also going to, we've got our first training program in the autumn of vocation guides. It's very often said to us by people, you know, somebody came to see me the other day and they said they wanted to talk to somebody about their vocation. Who can I get them to talk to? I don't feel able to do that. Well, we're setting out again ambitiously over the next 3 years to train a national network of vocation guides. This would be a variation on the spiritual director theme, and increasingly people want to talk to spiritual directors. We're creating this network specifically to help people with vocational questions called vocational guides, and we've had a very strong response from people saying they'd really like to help with that, and we're starting that first training program in the autumn. So really what we've got then is a national strategy which is going to be enacted locally, and that's why it's going to be quite challenging, I think, for all of us to actually make this happen, because we'll be able to see whether it's working on the ground or not. I think the most exciting bit for me is to see whether as a church we really can move forward from examples of local good practice to a church with national good practice in this area. And I believe the church in England and Wales has shown that it can actually enact good strategies. I'm calling it a preferential option for the young, as Archbishop Peter's already said. That's, again, a bold claim, but I think that we can see it in that context. I think it will also relate to work that's already being done by other agencies of the church nationally. I think it will relate to other work that's in the pipeline regarding young people in this country. And I hope you will enjoy reading more about it in the pack that you've got. I hope you've all got one of these packs. You'll find inside it a simple one-page summary of it with some quotes from me, a CD which contains some interesting stuff. It contains the whole National Vocations Framework itself for you to read. It also contains interviews with people from InVocation, the Vocations Festival that we are now holding annually, and where they say it's really helpful to come together with other young people to talk about what does God want me to do in life. And you'll see their young men and women saying how helpful those are, and that's kind of example of what we're hoping young people will respond to positively. You'll also find background statistics, because we know you love statistics, about people joining seminaries and religious congregations. And finally, you'll also find, which I'm sure is the bit you're going to enjoy most, you'll find a new song by the electropop band Uberfuse. Some of you may know Uberfuse, the people who were selected to do the World Youth Day anthem in Madrid, and also were at the concert for Shabazz Bassey in Trafalgar Square a few weeks ago. And we've approached them, and they have written a new song about vocation. And its example, I think, of how the framework is going to move forward is it is at the moment just an outline. It's not got any detail. And what it's going to do is fill in the detail with things like this, where Uberfuse have said, we really enjoyed writing that song. We would like to work with young people in parishes about how do you connect Christian faith and rock music. The aim is to get groups like that infused and say, look, here is a framework that really each you can work. And they responded saying, we would like to work with young people in parishes about rock music and faith. and take that theme, which is a song about vacation, to take that song as the basis of their work. And I hope you'll enjoy the song. The lyrics are there, and also the actual song performed by them as well.